Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, FJ at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the Daily Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Thanks for downloading, and I sure hope you enjoy the show today. Today we have part one of a two-part presentation of the story of legendary American spy Claire Phillips. Part two will come in tomorrow's episode. The story is drawn from an Offbeat Oregon History column first published on September 1st of 2023 under the headline Portland Woman Ran U.S. Spy Ring in World War II. Here we go. Sometime in 1943, during the Japanese occupation of the Philippines, a group of more than 40 officers of the Imperial Japanese Navy strolled into Club Tsubaki, an exclusive gentlemen's club in the heart of downtown Manila. They were there for one last evening of fun while they were still in port. That very evening, they were scheduled to climb back into their submarines and set out on an extended cruise. The private party had been arranged by one of the sub's commanders, who had struck up a friendship with the owner of Club Tsubaki, a gorgeous Italian-Filipina dancer named Dorothy Fuentes, a.k.a. Madame Tsubaki. For hours, as Madame Tsubaki and her sultry staff danced and sang for the officers, the men had the time of their lives. The floor show was magnificent, the women were alluring, and the alcohol was flowing freely. And after a few more drinks, so were the details. The flotilla of subs was on its way to the Solomon Islands and would be leaving the next morning. Finally, happily exhausted and still pretty drunk, the group of officers staggered off to their boats at 6:30 a.m., and Madame Tsubaki's dancers finally got to go to bed. At about the same time, across the bay, a young man named Pasio was hurrying up into the hills, making for a rendezvous with a small band of American and Filipino army guerrillas. The guerrillas, under the command of a firm-faced American corporal named John Boone, had a radio set. The race was on to get the word out to General Douglas MacArthur, in time to arrange an ambush for the flotilla of submarines as they motored out of the harbor. Pasio had a good start. He'd had the info he needed much earlier in the evening and had been handed to him at the back door of the kitchen by Madame Tsubaki herself. If the officers had had any inkling who Madame Tsubaki really was, they would have been horrified. By 1943, every Japanese officer in Manila knew about the shadowy underground figure known only as High Pockets, a sort of Manila master spy running a secretive network of guerrillas and couriers throughout Manila, funneling supplies to the guerrillas and smuggling food to the starving prisoners of war in their internment camps. High Pockets, in turn, was the nom de guerre of Claire Phillips, a gorgeous brunette vaudeville girl from the faraway American town of Portland, Oregon. A dancer of sultry dances, a singer of torchy cabaret songs, and a stage actress of unusual ability. In the Philippines, in the early years of the Second World War, she was playing the role of a lifetime, Madame Tsubaki, Italian nightclub owner. High Pockets, by the way, was a coy reference to Claire's habit of hiding secret messages in her brassiere. Claire Phillips was born in Wisconsin, but moved with her family to Portland very early. Her maiden name was Snyder. As she grew up, she turned out to be something of a hellion. After her freshman year of high school at Franklin High, Claire ran away from home to join a circus. It took her mother, a pious Christian Scientist, 4 months to track her down, but she did and dragged her back home. But then, apparently hoping to keep history from repeating itself, she helped the girl get a job with Mayor George L. Baker's wholesome and respectable stock theater troupe, Baker's Players. That was in the early 1920s. Claire took to the stage like a true natural. Soon she was traveling with Baker's troupe. By the late 1930s, she was in Manila, singing torchy love songs in cabarets and having a great time. She had met and married a Filipino man named Manuel Fuentes. The match didn't take. They divorced soon after, but Claire got a daughter out of the deal, a little girl named Deanne. Just after the war broke out, she met the man she always considered the true love of her life, Sergeant John Phil Phillips of the 31st Infantry Regiment. When the Japanese invaded, Phil was taken prisoner, and he subsequently died of malaria and malnutrition in Japanese custody. After the invasion, from a hideout on a rocky outcropping, Claire witnessed part of the Bataan Death March, on which American and Filipino soldiers were forced to walk about 65 miles to their new prison camp. Along the way, soldiers who fell out of line for any reason, dropping from exhaustion, going for a drink of water from a nearby ditch, etc., were ruthlessly bayoneted and left writhing and dying in the dust as the column trudged on. Claire watched all this in mounting horror. Then Corporal Boone, a friend of Phil's from his old unit, approached her. He said he and some of the uncaptured soldiers were taking to the hills, Robin Hood style. If she could arrange to stay in Manila and maybe help keep the guerrillas supplied? By this time, Claire knew Phil had been killed, so now it was personal. Yes, she told him, count on me. And for about 2 years, he did. Of course, it couldn't last forever. We'll talk about how it came crashing down and Claire's life during and after the war after she was captured in tomorrow's episode. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. What you've been listening to is one of more than 700 stories originally created and published as newspaper columns in first-run syndication between 2008 and today. You can read them all at offbeatoregon.com. Other Offbeat Oregon goodies include an active Facebook page, a ton of historic photos, and a bunch more stuff, including visuals for today's show and full citations to sources, all accessible through our hub page at offbeatoregon.com. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and learn more at atlasstringband.com. Episodes of Offbeat Oregon History are uploaded around 6 a.m. every weekday, so the next one will be on your device and ready to go before you know it. Until then, go out and fill up the rest of the day with good stuff. Bye now.